famous Maisa with Reb Chaim that Shoichet came to Reb Chaim. He had a shayla, behema, cow, whether it's kosher or treif. And Reb Chaim Paskin that it's treif. Shoichet was makabel, goes out, hefset of thousands of rubles, whatever it was. A couple weeks later, he comes for a dentaira for a few dollars to Chaim. And Reb Chaim passed him like the other person. The Shaykhit started cursing him, yelling at him, screaming at him. Mr. Rav asked Reb Chaim, what's the pshat? For thousands of rubles, makabel, no problem. Now, for a few dollars, a few rubles, whatever it was, he gets so upset. He said, the pshat is because now the other guy won. It's makabel. It's only him, so fine. So I'm willing to, the Rebbein Shalom, it's mechayiv me mom, and I'm fine with that. But when it's me losing and the other guy winning, it's a whole different story. One of the big nesiyonos that we all have, everybody has a tivus mum, or most people, some people, have a tivus mum. People like to have money. But when it comes to winning and losing, when you're fighting with somebody else, so then the tivus mum and whatever it is gets blown totally out of proportion. When somebody is in a fight with somebody else, whether it's mammon or whether it's something else, a person can lose all sense of perspective. A person could lose all sense of what the halacha is mechayiv. And that's why one of the big nesiyonos when people have a din of money is whether to go to a Yiddish Bezdin or a Goyish Bezdin. Halacha Shulchan Aruch Paskin straight, also Lodum if Neidaine Goyim of Arkaishalem. It's also to Dan in front of Daine Goyim and in their courts, Afilu Bidin Shadon and Kadina Yisrael. Even if the din that they dan is Kadina Yisrael, is Simon Chabav Sif Aleph, and Cheshire Mishbah, Bafilu Nesratsu Beis Balidinim Lodum if Neim also. Even if the two Balidinim are fine, they have no problem, they'll both go to the secular court, to the Goyisha court, it's also to go. And there are really three Mekairis brought for this issue. Rashi, in beginning Parshas Mishpatim, brings the Chazal. Chazal's in a few places, in Gittin, on the Peches, and other places. So Rashi brings Ashatasim Lefneim, Eila Mishpatim Ashatasim Lefneim, in front of them, meaning in front of Dayanim, and not in front of Avdei Kechavim. Afilu yadata b'den echad shehim danin aysei kedina Yisrael. Even if you know in this particular din, they dan, their rules, their laws are the same as the dina Yisrael. Al tiviyehu b'arkoi shalem, you can't bring it into their courts. Shamei b'dina Yisrael l'fei amim, mechalel as Hashem, umiyak Hashem o'ibei kechavim l'ashbicham. Somebody who brings Dina Yisrael in front of Goyim is Mechalel as Hashem. He's Miyaker, he's Mechabed the shame of the Avodah Zarah, of the Avodah Kechavim, to praise them. The Pasuk says in Hazinu, Kiloi Kitzureinu Tzuram, Vaivenu Flilim, Kishayvenu Flilim, Zeu Eidus Le'ilu Yerasa. So Vaivenu Flilim. Philelim is Lashon Dayanus. So when we bring our, we treat them as Dayanim, so then it's like it's Tzureinu Tzura. It's Kitzureinu Tzura. In other words, our God is not like their God, like it's Tzureinu Tzura by Venu Philelim. When we treat their Dayanim as Dayanim, so then we're saying Tzureinu Tzura, Chas V'Shalom, it's like Kilu was saying their Avodah Zarah, whatever it is Shavah to the Rebbein Shalom. And that's how it's passed in Shulchan Aruch. Such Shulchan Aruch, v'chala bo lidoim b'fneim ha-reza rosha. V'ki l'chirev v'gidev v'heirim yad b'tayres ma'ishu rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. pretty strong l'shaynas. Somebody goes ahead and he dances in front of Obdik Echavim, even when they're going to dam the din. So that's very important to keep in mind. We're talking here, they're talking even when you know that they're going to say, they go with the rules of and they go with the rules that you need 2 8, and they go with the rules that they're only Mechayiv Shvua Be'edachad, whatever the halachas that we're dealing with, and that they go with the same rules, but the din is that it's also to go, and somebody who goes is a Rasha, Kiluchir Vegide, Feherim Yam B'Tayris Meisha Abein Olav HaShalom. Sounds like what Rashi said, that it's Be'etzim Mechil Lashem. What? Simuch Avav Sif Aleph, Mechash Mishma. So one of the Mekairis is the Pasuk Rashi brought, Eilu Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneihem, and they also bring the Pasuk that we mentioned in Azinu, Vaivenu Flilim, and there's a third marker that they bring, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kechukais Ha'amim, but those are the Mekairis, but the Svara that they're going with, what's the problem? The problem is that if you're saying that their laws have a chashivas klapi the Torah, klapi the halachas of the Torah. There's a lashon of the Rashba and a tshuva. The Rashba is dealing with a tshuva. Somebody, his daughter died, and his son-in-law was Taiveya and the Arkais and the Gaisha courts. His son-in-law and the Gaisha courts, they have to give back the dowry. Rashba handles the specific shayla, but at the end of the shayla, he says a lashon like this. Somebody's going to apply, which we'll have to talk about in a few minutes, when do you apply din of malchusa, but anybody who's going to apply din of malchusa over here, toya, v'gazlenu, v'afilu gzela yoshev, even if he returns it, rasha mikri, he's called a rasha, k'disa v'erka kainis, v'chalal oiker kol dine atayra ashlema, it's like he's being oiker kol dinei haTorah shleima, and saying, what do I need all the svarim kedoshim that Rebbe and Ravina and Ravashi were mechaber? I mean, the Mishnah and the Gemara. Yomadu as b'neim dinei agayim. They might as well teach their children the dinei agayim. Be'yivnu lahem bamais tluais, and build them bamais that are patches. I'm not sure if it's tluais or stains. Beveis midrash ha'goyim, in the place where the goyim go. Chalila like the ekas I so chas v'sholom shem atachgar atayrus sakale. Ad kan l'shay. That's the quote of the Rashi. So they're dealing with it be'etzem as a chil l'ashem. The chil l'ashem is you're saying that the chukais ha'goyim are at least shove, if not greater than the chukais Yisrael. There's a chazanish. Chazanish says that somebody who goes to a Fraya court is even worse, because at least the Goyim didn't reject the Torah and take the Chukais Amin. They're setting up, and they're doing, for them, they're doing the right thing. They're setting up Dinim. But the Dinei Yisrael that are Fraya and are going with setting up their own court system, Alpi Daitam, and they're not going with Chukais HaTorah, so they're rejecting the Torah and picking these laws, whatever laws that they're setting up. And by you going to them, you're tzki'ilu, you're being maskim, that what they did is correct. So he says to the Chazanish in Hilchus, in Sanhedrin, in the Sanhedrin, Simen Tezvav, so he says that to go to a Fraya court is even worse, which is not Nageya in America so much, obviously, but it's Nageya in Eretz Yisrael much more, is even worse than going to Chukah, to going to Arkai Shalgai, because of this Svaru that he says. And again, they deal with it, but Torah still Hashem. I saw a whole Diyan. It seems there's a Diyan in Kadmainim, Sad Merav, in the Tshuva. He has all Arizos on it, whether, and to Mekuf Lamed Hey, in the Divya Yoyal, he has a whole Tshuva, whether this is an Issa Dai Reis or it's an Issa Dai Rabbanim. His Maskana, in other words, this Drasha, of Asher Tosim Lefneyem, so those who want to tie it's an Asmachta, that it's not a Drasha Dai Reis. His maskana is that it is a dairaisa, being Saraya from Taisus and Baba Kama, that seems to handle the drasha as a real drasha. The shaila is, I'm not sure that it matters, because if it's chil Hashem, So then it's be'etzem mechilul Hashem. It's not something that something mechilul Hashem. Obviously, it's a dairaisa because of lechal Hashem Hashem aleikecha. I mean, you don't need to handle within the Yisr, unless you'll say that Chil Hashem is built on the fact you're doing the Yisr, but that's not the pashtus of what's going on. It's Batsam Asvara, with or without this pasuk, it's Batsam Asvara, that to go to the Arkai Shalgayim is a goof of going ahead and being machshiv their laws over the laws of the Torah. And somebody goes out and does that, Batsam it's a Chil Hashem, like Lashem Shulchan Aruch. Not sure whether this is a quote from, but Ukeila Chire Vegide Veherim Yabitairas Mesha Abein. It's Mecharev and Megadev, Keilu, maybe not as strong as Mecharev, Keilu, he was Mecharev and Megadev, and raised up his hand, Betairas, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. There is a Gemara in Ezu Neshech, in Dafayin Aleph, where the Gemara says that somebody who goes ahead and borrows Beribis, so it's Keilu, he brought Edim, and he was Yashiv, and he wrote, Hareini Kaifer Belekei Yisur. Such a lashon in the Gemara. So I remember seeing. I don't remember who says it. A vote over there. What's the pshat? This iser. If somebody goes into McDonald's, it doesn't say he sits down and he eats his cheesesteak, whatever it is, and it's keilu kafar belekei yisrael. What's the pshat that somebody who goes ahead and he signs on a shtar of ribbis and he borrows ribbis, it's keilu kafar belekei yisrael. It's like he's going and so they say because there's somebody by mammon. What's he saying when he says I need a bar of beribis? He's saying that the Rebbeinu Shalom is not mashgiach on how I get my money, and it's not beyond the Rebbeinu Shalom. So I'm going to go ahead. Somebody steals, he's chap by a tayr. It's not necessarily. I guess if he sits and he plans it for a while, maybe somebody have the same inyan. But if somebody goes ahead and he's kaveh himself and he borrows beribis, lends beribis, it's keilu. He's sitting and he's saying that there's no Ashkacha, there's no Rebbeinu Shalom. So here it's maybe even stronger Lashanis, I'm not sure, but I think it's the same kind of Inyan. It's the same kind of Inyan on one side that he's saying that I'm not going to go with the Torah, and the way the Rebbeinu Shalom set up the Halacha is not something that's Nageyami, and I'm going to go ahead into the Dainei Goy. Fine, so there's an Isser, there's Be'etzim an Isser, to go ahead to the Gai Shakur. Now this Isser is Kipshutai. Somebody, let's say, let's pick a maybe even not such a crazy case. Right? Somebody, your neighbor, you have two guys that live next door to each other in a nice suburban area, and the sidewalk in front of the neighbor's house is bumpy. It annoys you, right? The root of the tree grew under it and pushed it up. And every time you walk down the block, you have your old mother-in-law lives in the house, and she's, she trips on it, and so what do? So you want to go, very simple, you call up the 311 or whatever the number is, and you report your neighbor. We're not going to get here into the Indian Musar, which could also be Nageya, but you tie it to your neighbor, you went over to your neighbor and said, you got to fix your sidewalk. Let's say you did it nicely, and he said, I can't afford it, I'm not going to do it. It's your responsibility, whatever his response was. So you call up City Hall and you say, my neighbor has in front of his house, his sidewalk is bumpy, come down and give him a fine. And let's be mechayev. So you bring him to small claims court. Right? You tripped on it and you ripped your pants. You bring it to small claims court. That you want to go ahead and he should pay you the $35, whatever it is. Right? So such a person is a mecharef, a megadev, a herim, yabateris, meisharebe. That's what we're saying over here. Because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go. It doesn't mean going to a major court case. It doesn't have to be going to a major court case. But you're going ahead and you're dealing with your chaver in front of the dainei goyim. That itself is this. Doesn't matter the size of the din. It doesn't matter the issue at stake. When we talked about Musar is you're reporting a person to the government. The government is going to take away his money. That's not what we're dealing with here. This could relate to that, but that's what we're dealing with here is somebody has a taina on somebody else. So they're handling one with the other. It's not that the person broke a law. And the person is and the person that you're reporting to the government, that the government should go ahead and put the guy in jail, or the government should go ahead and be mechayiv money to the government, or a fine, or whatever it is, that would be the issue of masa. Here we're dealing with, you have a din taira, you have a diyun with somebody else, and it doesn't only have to be mamon. Farshteitzach, somebody has, somebody has getting divorced, or something like that, and they're having an issue over the kids, who should have custody of the kids, or of the potted plants, or whatever people have issues about, doesn't have to be money, and they're going to go ahead to the Gaisha court, rather than go to a Bezdin. So that is all Nichlal in this Isser and in this Shai.
Does this Chil Hashem require to be a Bezdin that can handle the case?
So we'll talk. Let's get another. So what is the procedure? What should a person do? Right? We're all aware that Bizman Hazeh, first of all, whenever you're dealing with two sides, so you could be the frumest guy in the world, but if you want to go ahead and go to Bezdin, and the other guy is afraid he's going to lose them Bezdin, or whatever it is, he's not Mashiach Bezdin, or whatever it is, so then what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to go ahead and proceed? If you can't go to a Gaisha court, and how are you going to get your money, and are you mechuyev to give up your money because you can't go to Bezdin? And Bechlal, let's say there is, like Natan is saying, let's say there's no Bezdin around. So the truth is, Bizman Hazeh, I don't know if there are many areas where there's no Bezdin around. I mean, there's always, even if there's no local Bezdin, the nearest Bezdin is an hour drive away. It's not like you don't have to have, a Bezdin shell a year. I don't know if there's a Bezdin in Scranton. There's no Bezdin in Scranton, but not that you know of. But it's certainly not a far drive to New York to go ahead and find a Bezdin. That's not. Besides which, you don't necessarily need a Bezdin Kavua. You have to be Talmidei Chachamim, if three people know the halachas, and they could sit and pask in your Shaila, depending on the chaymer of the Shaila, you might want to get a more chashav a Bezdin, or a Bezdin that's more rugged in pasking Dinei Mamonis. But Be'etzim, you don't necessarily need to have a Bezdin Kavua in order to have this din of going in and pasking in Shaila. Again, you have to learn Chayshe Mishvet and see when a Bezdin Shal Adyaitis you can use and when you can't use a Bezdin Shal Adyaitis and what a Bezdin Shal Adyaitis is, but that doesn't necessarily let you off the hook from going to a Bezdin because you don't know the halachas of what a Bezdin is. I mean, that would obviously be something that's your responsibility to go ahead and figure out. But so let's say you have a situation that you have a deal with somebody, you're arguing with somebody about mammon. And he wants to go to the Gaisha court, and you want to go to Bezdin. So what are you supposed to do? So, again, this is only between two yidden. Let's be myri. It's only between two yidden. Obviously, if you have some sort of deal with a guy, so he has no reason why he has to go to a Bezdin. And Mela, you don't have to go to a Bezdin when you're arguing with him. You can go to the Gaisha court. You're not saying, I'm Mashiv the Gaisha court over the Yiddish court, when you go ahead, when you have a deal with a guy, he's obviously kafuf, or should be kafuf to the secular court. I mean, historically, there are many times, at least in Europe, where the guy wanted to go to the Yiddish court because they were confident that they wouldn't take bribes or whatever it was. But Lamai said that this halacha is only when it's between two yid. So the Mechaber says like this: He says Yad goyim takifa ubal dinay alum. If the goyim are in charge and the baal din or the baal din is powerful, and the baal din is powerful and you can't go ahead and save the money from him b'dayne Yisrael. So in other words, the goyim are in charge. So if this person is powerful and you can't, he's not going to listen to the bezdin. And you don't have a police because the police are goyim. So memela, what are you supposed to do? You can't say, well, I know this guy is not going to come to Bezdin, and therefore I'm just going to go straight to the secular court. Not allowed to do that. If he doesn't want to come, noito reshus mi Bezdin, you get reshus from Bezdin umatzel bedine goyim miad baldina, and you'll save your money from in the Dine Gayim from your Baldin. So Zakta Mechaber that this whole din is if Bezdin doesn't give you Rishus to go to a secular court. But Bezdin could give you Rishus. If Bezdin sees that they're not going to be able to accomplish the din, they're not going to be able to carry out the din, because the person's not going to listen. So then, Bezdin, you have to go to Bezdin and get reshus from Bezdin to go to the archais, to go to the secular court. And once you get that reshus, then you're allowed to go to the secular court and don the person in the dine, in the dine guy. Yes. So here, you know, it's the vart that they seem to be saying is that's not a chilul Hashem, because you didn't say I'm machshev the gayish court more than the yiddish court. You said I want to go to the dinei Yisrael. I don't know why we'd be telling the guy perspective. You know, everybody will know that you went, right? You know, you'll say you can or you don't have to. It's dumb. It's mefursim. That you went to the Yiddish court first. Either they'll know or they won't know, but it's mefursim. I don't know if you have to give a kol kaire and announce that you went ahead and did that. But batsim you did. You batsim you did, and it's going to be mefursim anyway. As we'll talk in a minute, how you have to do it. It's not going to happen because we'll talk in a second what they do practically. But the etzim chilul Hashem, leaving aside Hillel's issue of how everybody's going to know about it. But the etzim chal Hashem is gone because you never said that I'm machshev the Gai Shakur more than the Yiddish Shakur. Okay. You said I would go to Bezdin and I'm chayv to go to Bezdin and the Torah is lamalo from any dinim of the Gaiim, etc., etc. Aber ma'ase, right? The Avaseinu or Rabbim were in Golus and Yad Gaiim Takifa. So this guy is not going to listen and he's a Rasha Marusha because he doesn't want to go to Bezdin. So farfalim, what should I do? He's a Yid, but he's a Mechal Shem Shemayim because he's not willing to go to Bezdin, but I'm fine. So I could go ahead, I'm allowed to go ahead and be Matzel my mom, and that's the Lashon that they're using here. Lahatzel Mimenu, I think it should be Mamayna, B'dayna Yisrael, to go ahead and save your money. If you can't do it, B'dayna Yisrael, you could go ahead and go to the Gaisha court once you got Rishus from the Bezdin Shei Yisrael. Now I think that's why, you know, so let's say you're Mishair, the guy's not going to listen, the guy told you he's not going to listen, you have no hope that he's going to listen to the Bezdin. Why do you have to get Rishus from the Bezdin? Because otherwise you have this element of Chilul Hashem. You're not saying, it's only once you get Rishus from the Bezdin that you're saying, you're making a positive statement that I am Mashiv, the Dinei Yisrael, Tchila, that then you could go ahead to the archives. But if you're going to go ahead and be with your own Hashara, say, well, anyway, this guy's not going to listen, or the guy told you he's not going to listen when you were talking among yourselves, so then you didn't take away the Chilul Hashem, and maybe you have no heter to go. So practically, what they do b'zman hazeh is they summon the guy to Bezdin. So let's say you have the guy owes you $1,000. So you go to Bezdin, and you say, obviously Bezdin's not going to listen to your tainus when the other guy's not there, because that's a different din. The Bezdin can't listen to the tainus of one baal din before the other. But you go to Bezdin and you say, I need to be taiveya Reuven. So Bezdin will summon Reuven to din. They'll summon Reuven to din. Either Reuven will ignore it, or Reuven will respond. Right? He could respond one of two ways. Obviously, he could say, "I'm coming. Let's set a date, and we'll have a din tayir gavaldi." Right? That's avada the way to do it. Or he'll say, I'm not coming. So if he says he's not coming, b'shum eifin, so b'etzem eikar adin, at that point Bezdin could give you the rishus. However, practically, Bezdin's going to summon him three times to Bezdin. They're going to send him a hazmana, they're going to summon him three times to Bezdin, and he has other eitzes. He could say, I want to go to a different Bezdin. Depending on the situation, whether it's a Bezdin in that city, whether it's a greater Bezdin, not a greater Bezdin, there are halachas when a person can tain, I want to go to a different Bezdin, when he can't tain, I want to go to a different Bezdin. But assuming that he says, I want to go to a different Bezdin, so Bezdin will have to follow it up and make sure the guy follows through that he goes to the different Bezdin, he's not just pushing them off. But assuming that he says he's not going to go to Bezdin, or he just ignores the hazmana, so they'll issue three hazmanas. And at some point, there'll be mefarsim. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was somebody who doesn't want to go to Bezdin. The HBA Bezdin will not doisei l'achrima. Right? They could put him in Chayrim. They could put him in Nidui, which are different madregas of Chayrim. And that is the one power that the Batei Dinim have, b'zman hazeh. And as weak as it is, or as strong as it is, really depends on the different kehilas, how much they'll enforce the haramim of batei dinim. But let's say, in other words, I know that one of the bylaws of the Aguda, let's say, is that you're not allowed to give an aliyah or the amid to anybody who's in chayrim from a bezin because he was masarif to come to din. Right? Again, I don't know whether the individual agudas are carry out that bylaw or not, but I happen to see. I think when my father started a shul, it's an aguda shul, and they had a list of the bylaws. So I think that is one of the bylaws on the books that if somebody was masarif l'din and bezin put him in chayrim, you're not allowed to give him an ali, you're not allowed to, which is of course the din that you're not allowed to, but maybe this bezdin is not chayyur, you're not mashed that bezdin, etc., whatever the different excuses people give. But if the frum community as a whole would enforce the charamim, so then the charamim farshteitzach would be very effective, because the person would not be able to do business with any yid, he would not be any frum yid, he would not be able to be employed by any frum yid, he would not be able to get a job, he would not be able to sit in shul, everybody would basically shun him, including his own family. And if that would be if Klal Yisrael as a whole, if the Frum Welt as a whole would enforce the haramim, so they would be very effective in general. As far as haramim are concerned, that's not necessarily true. But as far as, in other words, the whether you carried out your chiyuv to go to a bezdin, if you sit by a bezdin shaladiyitis, depending on the halacha, I mean, say there's halachas that bezdin shaladiyitis is good and not good, depending on the situation. Haramim, so there's halachas of whose chayrim you have to take seriously. Right, so that would depend on who's issuing the chayrim. If there's three bachrim in a yeshiva, the two bachrim are having a fight with each other, and one says, I lent you a dollar, and the other one says not. And the three bachrim say you're in chayrim because you won't sit in din Torah in front of us. So that might be a chayrim for the binageya, that little group. But nobody who's more chashiv than them has to listen to their chayrim, right? Again, without going into all the halachas of chayrim, that's a separate din b'fnei atzma. But if somebody who's nechshav as a chashiv erav that people are talmidim of, whatever it is exactly, the gedarim, so then that chayrim will have more of a taikif or less of a taikif, depending on who's issuing the chayrim. Assuming that it's a responsible bezdin of people who are taka talmidei chachamim, so then, that chayrim has a lot of kayach, be'etzim lahalach. Whether in a different city, they're mechuyif to listen to it, that's an issue. That's a shaila. But if we're saying, in other words, and that's one of the weaknesses of haramim bizman hazeh, a person can move to the next town or go to the next shul and nobody's going to be mash of it. So that's why they put these things in the bylaws, that it's in order for it to be an effective mahalach. But that's what people do, So this bezin put them in chayim. So they'll move from Muncie to Flatbush to Passaic, whatever it is, and nobody will know who they are even, or whatever it is, and they think they're going to avoid. They'll go from America to Eretz Yisrael, depending on how big the issue is, how far they have to go, and Memela, they think they'll escape from whatever the consequences of them not willing to. Again, if it's $100 din Torah, then it's a little over extreme to move to Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a question of custody of the children, so then people are willing to go to all sorts of extremes in order to win, whether or not they're justified or not justified. But the etzim mahalach is they'll give three azmanas, and if the person ignores them or says he's not going to follow din, he's not going to go to bezdin, then bezdin will give him reshus to go to the secular court, to go ahead and dine in front of the secular court. However, and this is very important, however, the person has no right in the secular court to get anything that he wouldn't be zaycha to la'alach. In others, Bezim will give him reshus to go to secular court. But let's say, in others, the standard in the secular court is if the guy owed the money, so they're going to be mechayiv him ribis. Because he owed it for the last 3 years, and he didn't, so Melo, they're going to be mechayiv him, whatever the standard ribis rates are, 7% over per 3 years, and they're going to be mechayiv him for the $1,000 he owes. They're going to be mechayiv him whatever it is. They're going to mechayiv him, $1,100. He's not allowed to take $1,100 from the guy. He's a gazlan. Rekiveger here in the Gilyan of Shulchan Aruch He says, "Im haitzi mamen aydei din arkais, im ein kein bedina yisrael hamamen gezel biyadai." If it's not the din like that in the dina yisrael, it's gezel. Im kiddush b'zeh einim mekudeshes who posel leigdus k'may kol gazel. If he's mekadosh an isha with that money, she's not mekudeshes, and he's posel leigdus like any gazlin, because he stole. He took money that he doesn't have coming to him. I'm not dealing here with the isser of ribbis. That might or might not be an isser of ribbis to go ahead and take that money. I'm not even dealing with that. He's a gazlin for taking the money. Because in Dinei Yisrael, he has no right to that money. So Bezdin gave him reshus to go to the archais for whatever reason, because the Baal Din wasn't willing to go, or it was something they couldn't enforce, etc., etc. So they gave him reshus, but he can only take what he deserves up he did. He's not allowed to take anything more than he deserves up he did, which means, as a practical issue, that he better find out before he goes to the archais, or at least before he gets paid, how much he's entitled to Alpidin. If he's entitled to win, he knows he lent the guy $1,000, and he's entitled to Alpidin the $1,000, he's not allowed to take a penny more than $1,000. If it's a complicated issue with an employment issue and how much back pay he's supposed to get, whatever it is, he better find out before the secular court enforces their psak, and before he goes ahead and collects, he has to find out what he's entitled to Alpidin. Because if he's going to collect more, even if he gives it back, he was over guessing. We know from the Gemara Sabah Metziah, somebody steals, even if he intends to give it back, so he's a gazlin if he goes ahead and does such a thing. So he's a mechuyev, so it's very important to keep in mind that once you have reshus to go to the secular court, doesn't mean that he's entitled to money that he's not entitled to alpi halacha. There's two issues here. One is the etzem issue of going to a secular court. So that he took care of by going first to the Bezdin Shel Yisrael and getting reshus from the Bezdin Shel Yisrael to go to the secular court because they can't enforce whatever it is the Dinei Torah. But Lamaisa, he's only entitled to what he's entitled to and nothing more. And that goes out to the Dinei Torah, whatever the Dinei Torah are. Yeah, what's the case? What happened?
He's basically the Tobiah, he doesn't care, he's paying
for the
business.
Right.
So the Nitva doesn't
want
to pay.
Well, Nitva never wants to pay, right? That's why you have to go to court.
But he doesn't want to pay rivers. So if he over the service, he listens to what the secular court wants to do.
Meaning what? The Tobiah says now the Tobiah went to the secular court. And
he doesn't care that he wants to take more than what he's deserved.
The Taibei wants to take ribs.
Right.
So whether this is ribis al pidin, I don't you know, that might be a shiloh, because there's no halva here. And there was no, it might be.
The case was halva.
So he's not allowed to give it. I'll have to ask a shiloh whether there's a way out. But the etzim, a person is not allowed to pay ribis, even if he's going to have to go to jail. That is be'etzim the din. What exactly, you know, is if there's a way out, there are aces within ribbis, how to pay it in an oifen that's not ribbis. So we'll have to deal with the tamachos. But in others, but it, so now, to figure out, you know, the shaila is to figure out what he's entitled to al pidin, that he doesn't necessarily have to go to Bezdin to figure out. He could discuss it with somebody who knows the halachas, and now it becomes a yeridei shaila, not a chesha mishpat shaila, in a sense. In other words, the fundamental difference in Shiloh and Yeridei and the Shiloh Chayshim Mishpat, in the sense that, let's say you have a Shiloh whether your pot is tray for kasha, right? Shiloh has a Shabbos. So you call up your Rav, and your Rav tells you this and this is the din, this is what you have to do. But in Chayshim Mishpat, you can't do that. In general, you can't do that. There are cases where you could do that. You want to call up and say, is this Aveh, did I have to return or I don't have to return? So that's Avada, that's a Shiloh in, you can go call up your Rav. But if you have a shaila between two people, how much does he owe me? How much do I owe him? So Bezdin is not allowed to listen to one side of it. You can talk to your Rav and ask your Rav, what am I mechuyif to give? And if the Rav tells you, you know, you're wrong, you think you're only mechuyif to give $100, you're mechuyif to give $300, so then avada, you should listen to your Rav and go ahead and pay the $300. But if you're donning a dintayra, if you're donning a sichsach between the two, in general, one person can't pass in that shaila. But here, it could be he could. You know, as he's telling you, you want to know what you're allowed to take in the secular court, what are you entitled to api halacha? I learned the sugya. I'll tell you what you're entitled to api halacha, assuming that everything you're saying is the facts. Right? Let's keep that in mind. Assuming that you're saying everything you're saying is true. So assuming that's true, so you're entitled to kach v'kach, and then you can go, you don't necessarily have to go to a bezin, have bezin paskin what you would be entitled to al pi din, then they can't enforce it, and then you're going to go ahead to the secular court and go ahead and get that money. Now, there's a sugya in Baba Kama of Ovid in Ishdina Lenafshe. So let's say you have a case where we would say normally Ovid in Ishdina Lenafshe. A person could paskin on his own. He could take care of the dinner on his own. I know Ruvain stole from me. So I want to go and take it back. So in general, we paskin oven ishdini lenafshe. Again, with a lot of pratim, exactly when we apply it, when we don't apply it, but the Gemara Meiniach is all sugya of oven ishdini lenafshe. We paskin oven ishdini lenafshe. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalet, in the Ramah, it's only one sif, but in the middle of the Ramah, so the Ramah says a very interesting din. V'dafka hu ba'atzma yachal lemevedini lenafshe. So he's entitled to go ahead and take something back from somebody who took something from him. So Zakta Shulchan Aruch, Zakta Ramah, you can go ahead and take that back, but you can't go to secular court to go take that back. I will also last al yidei goyim. You can't do it al yidei goyim. You might think, well, I'm allowed to steal it. I'm certainly allowed to go to the secular court and get it back without going to Bezdin. However, the Ramah passing that's not true based on Trumas Hadesh, and that says this halacha. Why? Because of the same problem. Because it's here you're going ahead again and you're being machshiv the Gaish Akur. It's not an issue. Ein Echadami you're entitled to it. And Ein Echadami you don't need a din Torah to go ahead and take it. Oven and Shdimul and Afshat. But it doesn't matter in this case because going to the secular court is be'etzim a problem. If you're going to go ahead and do that, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and do that. But the Rambam is as miuim avar va'asa yidei goyim im loy hayyachal hatzil shaloi v'inyan acher mashalasa asa. However, you don't have to give it back. If you go ahead, you took what you're entitled to, and that we would say avin in yishdin l'afshayun. So then lamaisa, if you went ahead and did it, so you're not a gazlan if you went ahead and took it, because lamaisa you were entitled to it, and you could have gone ahead and stolen it back yourself. That's the psak of the Rambam. The shaila is, what happens in a normal case of somebody who went ahead and went to the secular court, and the secular court gave him money? So the Ramah, back in Siman Chavav, in Sif Aleph, says the following thing. Misha halach bar koishal goyim, v'nischayiv b'dinei. Somebody went to the secular court and became chayiv in their dinim. V'achak ha-choyzer v'tovoy l'fnei dayni Yisrael. And then he went, he lost. He lost in the secular court. And now, so he says, aha, I lost in the secular court, maybe I'll win in Bezdin. So let me go to Bezdin, and maybe I'll get my money. I'll try number two. So there, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, Zakta Ramah like this. Acha chayzer tovot neidani. So, yesh oimim she'ein niskakin. Mi yesh oimim din niskakin lai, im loy shegoram hesil v'aldina lifnei goyim. Some say we don't deal with him. He already was mechal shem shemayim, he already went to the secular court. We don't go ahead and now give him a chance to win. The yeshayimim that we do, unless he caused the hefset to the baldin lefnei goyim. So in other words, v'asvar yishayna near liyikah. The svar yishayna near liyikah. So this is built as a machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Maisha, based on a tshuva from the Marchai, the end of Baba Kama. The Marchai there is dealing with two guys that each of them wanted to go to the secular court, and one lost. And the Marchai says that we do dan them b'dinei Yisrael. So the Beis Yosef, you know, as they come now, one of them comes now to b'dinei Yisrael, and he says, I guess the guy who lost comes to b'dinei Yisrael, says, I want to dan b'dinei Yisrael. So Bezdin, the Marchai says, we'll deal with him. So the Beis Yosef says, you see that even though they went to secular court, but afterwards we will be niskakin lai, we will deal with his din. But the Darkei Maisha says, no, it's different. Because over there, they both wanted to go. Neither one wanted to go to the Dain Yisrael. So Mela, who are we going to put the Knas on? There's no reason to put the Knas on the guy who lost more than on the guy who won. Because they both were being over on the system. Neither one went ahead and got Rishus from the Bez and Shal Yisrael to go ahead to the secular court. Say for Zakat Darkei Maisha, but in case where one guy wanted to go to the Bez and Shal Yisrael, and the other guy forced him to go to the Bez and Shal Gayim, and now he lost, the guy who wanted to go to the secular court lost, and now he wants to come to the Bez and Shal Yisrael. So there, Zakta Darkei Moshe, and that's how the Ramah Paskins Lamaisa is ain't the Skakalan. We don't give him now. We don't give him now a chance to win in Bez and Shal Yisrael.
Is he going to get the money back anyways? Other
person can't get extra money. Yeah, but he's keeping. I mean, he's first of all, we don't know who's going to win. We don't know who would win in the Dining Yisrael. Now he wants to come. Now he knocks on our Bez Nator, right? And he says, "This is the story." Right? We went to that court and those. Farshtunkin a guy and they went ahead and paskin not like me. And if I go to Bez and Shal Yisrael, so he said, Reb Yid, you Michal Shem Shemayim. You went to Bez and Shal Gayim, and now you want to come to Bez and Shal Yisrael and you want us to help you out? Ain't this couple. That's the Psak of the Ramah. We're not going to go ahead and deal with his din after the secular court went and paskin like the other guy, unless that's what it seems that they're saying, unless they both. Neither one wanted to go to the Bez and Shal Yisrael. Ramah here doesn't speak that out, but that's what should come out from the Darkei Moshe. If they both didn't consider going to Bez and Shal Yisrael, they went to the archives, and then this guy comes, so then we would be Niskatan Lai. And the basic Isaac Baskins in both cases, the din is we would deal with his din now. But the Ramah seems to, the Ramah's Hachra seems to be, Svari Shani nearly Iker, that we're not going to deal with his din. If he's the one who wanted to go to the secular court, and the other one, Mitchila, wanted to go to the one to go to the Yiddish court.
Well, why doesn't matter that he doesn't want to? Unless he was asked to go to the secular court.
He got rishus. If he originally wanted to go to Bez Shal Yisrael, they gave him rishus because the other guy wasn't willing to go to Bez Shal Yisrael. Right? They gave him rishus, or I don't know if it has to be ad kedei kach that he went through the whole process, but lamaisa the other guy forced him to go. And we know that he forced them to.
Could that be a short rasa?
What?
A short rasa?
Yeah, it could be. It's enough. I don't know how far to take it. You know, the basically, the sheet is not brought here, so it's hard to know how far he would take it. But let's assume that he went through the whole process. Let's assume. Now, what? One more case that they deal with. What happens? If two people got into some sort of business arrangement, let's say one's an employer, one's an employee, or they're partners, or whatever it is, and they made up mitchila that if there's any diem between them, they're going to go to a secular court. So they made it, you know, the original deal was al smach that they're going to go to the secular court. Let's say they made a kinyan even, but kabbal of a kinyan lidanim chaveru lefnei goyim. Shulchan Aruch passes ain't klum. Doesn't matter. They're still not allowed to go to the secular court. But also lead them if name. Let's say they even imposed in the star between them, they imposed the knas. That I'm not willing to go to court, and if I insist on going to Bezdin, then I'm gonna give such and such, I'm gonna give $10,000 to Tztaka. He's mukhayev to go to the Bezdin, and he's mukhayev to give the money to Tztaka also.
That's it.
He is mukhayev.
Also
Leilech Ladin Imay Lifne Goyim, the Chayiv Litim Ashakibul of Lani. There are those who say a bezin doesn't make him pay, but they tell him this is his din. Sounds like there's two tzadim in that. But lamaisa, he was makabel. He was makabel that if he goes to the bezin, he's going to have to pay kach lekach. He is mechuyif to do that. So tough luck.
Yeah.
What? So I'm not sure how. In other words, at what point does it become a din shel goyim? In other words, what happens, let's say like this. Let's say I'm buying a house. I'm buying a house, and a yid owns the house. Now, there are all sorts of real estate laws how you're supposed to buy a house. So, so you need a lawyer to go ahead over the contract. And there are secular laws with the contract. So, but that's already more of a din of the malchusa shayla. Of exactly what role, when two yidin are having a business deal between them, what role does Dina de Malchusa play? Now, it's obviously you're going to have to register the house on the books, and the bank is not going to give you a mortgage unless you have all, you've fulfilled all the steps that the goyim are mechayev. But are you allowed? Are you mechuyev to do it al pi Dina Yisrael? And whatever the Dinei Yisrael will say, which might very well say that go ahead and fulfill all the Dinei D'Malchusa, which in most cases like this, that is what the Din Yisrael is going to be. That's not a stira to anything we're saying. But at what point are you saying, you know, let's say you want to go to the secular lawyer and he'll be machria, you know, how a certain clause should be or something like that. Is that called going to Dinei Yaakov? Or is that's not a dayan, that's just he's working it out between the two of them. I think it might depend on exactly, you know, what's happening and how, you know, it doesn't have to be an official court where they're calling him a judge and he's wearing robes and he has a gavel, etc., etc. If there's some sort of arbitration board, I still be fairish, some sort of a labor board, that would also have the dinim of Arkai Shalgayim if there's, you know, instead of it being a major, there's an arbitration board how to deal with employers, employees. So that would certainly go into the halacha. The shaila is how far to take it. Let's say a lawyer is being machriya. This is how the secular paskins, you know, how to do a certain thing. Are you machriya to go to Bezdin? How Bezdin would work it out? Which might be the same way. Again, it might very well be the same way. But are you machriya to do it that way or not? I'm not sure exactly how far to down the
system. Is there an issue in being a lawyer?
Oh, to
Chaira. The story will be whatever point. Right.
Lachaira to be I would assume to be a lawyer. They talk about being Aiden. I would assume to be a, which is also awesome. But I assume to be a lawyer between two yin that didn't get rishus from Bezdin, and they went to Arkay.
I'm working for guidance.
Oh no,
I'm working in the secular court system.
They have no problem. You have no problem being a lawyer for guidance. They're allowed to go to the secular court.